We're going to do some 70s tunes for you, including this one from ELO. Time Travel with Chris Earl. I'm here with you till 7.
Just because I'm losing doesn't mean I'm lost. Doesn't mean I'll stop. Doesn't mean I'm across. Just because I'm hurting doesn't mean doesn't mean I didn't get what I deserve. No better and no worse. I just got lost. Every river that I tried to cross, and every door I ever tried was locked. Doesn't mean you won, 'cause along may come a bigger one, and you'll be lost. Every river that you try to cross, every gun you ever held went off. Oh, just wait until the firing stopped. Oh, and I
101.5 WMFO Medford.
Always gonna be here anyway. fight, but you got some beta waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down, thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite, and the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
That's the Starland Vocal Band. They were the number one song in July 4th, 1976, the bicentennial. And what's coming up, the 2026, that's the bicentennial. That would be the tricentennial, right? It's 300 years. No, wait a second. Let me do the math. Bicentennial is, okay, so it'd be 250 years. That's the bi/tricentennial. The bi 50 centennial, whatever the hell they're going to call it. I don't know, but I'll probably be dead by then, and a few of you might too. Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. Always keeping positive, always being positive, just like my blood type. Be positive. What a great joke. Be positive. My blood type, also my way of life. Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. And it's beach weather, everybody. Everyone loves the beach. People are putting on their new beach clothes. They're going to visit all their friends up at the beach and spending the time at the beach and just enjoying themselves at the beach. So this is a little thing about people that go to the beach and basically get together and they bang.
Is a good The beach is a good place to pick up girls because you can really see what you're getting. Most beaches are crawling with chicks, and they're all there for just one reason, to get a terrific tan so they'll look great and attract all the men they want. But why wait till they've got the perfect tan? Why not pick the best-looking chick right off the beach and have a really great afternoon in the sun? Remember, that's what she's there for. And because girls are more self-conscious about their looks, there'll be more chicks than guys catching the rays on the beach any day. This works in your favor because it makes the girls competitive for the guys and easy pickups. Just pick out a pretty girl, put your towel down in her line of sight, and spread out your gear. Let her see that you're well-equipped with a radio, thermos of drinks, and magazines, so she'll know you're a serious sun worshiper, too. Don't let her know yet that you've noticed her. This is easy because her eyes will probably be closed against the sun until she hears you unpacking your gear. Settle down and then take out your empty suntan oil spray. Shake the can angrily, making as much noise as you can as you pretend to discover it's empty. When you've got her attention, notice her noticing you. You probably won't even have to speak first. This is such a perfect pickup technique. That's what happened to Paul at Malibu when he settled down near a leggy chick wearing just a string bikini.
Are you out of oil?
Yeah. I thought I had a full can, but my sister must have used it all when I lent it to her. And the sun's really fierce today.
Well, would you like to borrow some of mine?
Say, that would be great. But are you sure you have enough?
I always carry extra.
You're very smart.
First, Paul's already let her know he's generous by making up that story about lending his sister his suntan oil, while actually his can's been empty all summer. But more important, he's the first guy on the beach to ever tell this great-looking chick she's smart. He doesn't even mention her fantastically soft-looking breasts pushing out of her bathing suit top. He can tell her that later. Right now, she's proud to lend him some oil because he's noticed how intelligent she is to have brought an extra supply. Girls like to have their intelligence appreciated as well as their bodies. Then Paul goes over to have a closer look at this chick holding out the oil to him.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Are you sure you can spare it?
Sure, take all you want.
I'll put it on here so you can have it right back.
That's all right. Take your time.
You've got such a good tan, you must live on the beach.
Yes, I share a house with some other stewardesses.
When Paul learns the girl's a stew, he knows what to do next because stews are trained to serve men. So he pretends to have trouble spreading the suntan oil on his back.
It's hard to spread this stuff on my back. Do you think you can give me a hand here? I can't get it right in the middle.
Sure, hold still. How's that?
Feels great. I couldn't have done it without you.
Paul's no novice at this pickup. He knows perfectly well how to oil his own back, but he also knows that all girls want to be helpful and feel needed. In 5 minutes, he's getting a back rub from this fantastic chick who is falling out of her tiny suit over him, and she still doesn't know she's being picked up.
I'm protected now. But your back looks kind of dry. Let me do it for you.
Oh, thanks.
Just undo your strap and I can get it around.
Okay.
How's that feel?
But Paul doesn't have to ask because he knows he's a terrific back rubber. Who isn't? And the chick is literally in his hands. He can feel the supple muscles of her back tensing and relaxing under his sure fingers.
That feels wonderful.
It's important to work the oil in. There. That about does it.
So fast.
She wants more. Paul really knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Now that she's relaxed and ready, he throws her the pass.
I'd like to pay you back for the suntan oil.
Oh, forget it. I'm glad I could help.
I just can't forget it. You saved my skin. I'll tell you what. Let me give you a frosty drink from my thermos. It's the least I can do for you.
You don't have to do anything.
Please. I insist.
Well, just one would be refreshing.
And how can she resist? When she struggles to do up her bathing suit straps, she flashes some nipple, but Paul keeps cool. He gives her a hand up, and they go over to his towel. Now he's got her on his own territory. She's his already, and they haven't even had that drink yet.
Here's your drink. I'm glad at least I remember my thermos.
I'm glad you ran out of suntan oil.
Me too.
And where does this beautiful relationship go from here? Anywhere Paul wants it to. And all because he made this luscious chick feel special because he noticed her intelligent planning. Try it.
That slick son of a bitch, huh? That slick, slick son of a bitch. Picking up girls at the beach made easy. Hey, it works for some people. Doesn't work for me. Works for some people. All I've learned at 45 is, I don't know if I'm going to make it to 46. Twisting the Night Away. Should I play it? Or should I play Mr. Blue Sky? Or Dicks Don't Grow on Trees? Yeah, I think I'll play Dicks Don't Grow on Trees.
Do you want one? Yes, you do. And I would gladly procure it for you. But baby, let me tell you that dicks don't grow on trees. Oopie-doo, oopie-doo-doo-doo. Man birds have them. Man bees have them. Even popes and bonnets on their knees. Cure it for you. But baby, let me tell you that dicks don't grow on trees. cock trees, prick trees or dick trees. Baby, let me tell you, they're just dark ground trees. Oh, you'd be lucky if you get one dried up old scrotum. Yeah. Like walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up. Walking in the rain and the snow when there's nowhere to go. When you're feeling like a part of you is dying and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think you're gonna break up, then she says she wants to make up.
Things you do for love, you're walking in the rain, the snow, there's nowhere to go. Feel like a part of you is dying, and you're looking for the answer in her eyes. We're going to do Chris Earl Ruins All of Your Songs within the next few weeks. I think I'm going to do that show. I ruin all your songs. Like, basically, you have a nice song that you like a song from like when you were a kid. I'm going to ruin it for you. I'm going to basically come in. It's not a parody. It's just me ruining the song for you. You've earned it. Maybe I'll do one in a minute just to try it out, just to see how it goes. In the meantime, there's this. Don't you love horror movies? I sure do.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear, claw thought Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
Called Time Travel. My name is Chris Earle. Roger Moore passed away at the age of 89 this week, and of course we know him best as the Saint. We know him best, of course, as 007, the third 007, actually. It's Sean Connery, and then you had George Lazenby, who was fantastic in that one movie. And then Roger Moore, who joined at the tender age of 45 years old. It's like Chris Earle just jumps into the James Bond role and then stays till he's 57. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Of course you can't, because Roger Moore was a charming, debonair, handsome, fine British actor. Not this little pig behind the radio that you're listening to. But anyway, he died, so why don't I play a couple of songs from the James Bond movies and maybe something else, but probably not. Yeah, probably not. Probably just the James Bond ones, like this one. This one's probably one of my favorite themes of all time, and it was the first movie that Roger Moore did as James Bond, Live and Let Die.
You were young and your heart just to say live and let live. But if there's ever changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die.
WMFO Medford.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
Are not going to.
Then what you're going to do is turn onto Martin Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopRex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Chris Earle. The show is Time Travel. I'm high atop Curtis Hall here in Medford, Massachusetts. And it's still spring out there. It's supposed to be spring slash summer, but we haven't heated up yet. Hopefully we will. I got the AC going here. It's making some kind of humming noise. Hopefully it'll last throughout June and July and August. Who knows? Roger Moore passed away at the tender age of 89. As I like to say, pretty good run. But the person who doesn't think that is the person that just turned 89. Because they want to live until they're 90, 91, and so on and so forth. Very, very funny joke that I don't get to do with the clubs anymore. The man with the golden gloves. The man with the golden gloves? The man with the golden gun was done after Live and Let Die. So I'm going to do The Man with the Golden Gun. This is Lulu here on Time Travel as we say goodbye to Roger Moore. It's been like three shows in one. You had balls. You had like jump around like the 70s and some like pissed off music. And then you have this, Bond. Balls, Bond, and boys. How's that?
We'll be right back.
WMFO Medford.
Yes, my name is Bond. James Bond. I'm looking for Dr. Goodhead.
You just found her.
A woman.
Until we dance into the fire, that fatal kiss is all we need.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Massachusetts, high atop Curtis Hall. Time Travel with Chris Earls here with you every Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Roger Moore, of course, passed away at the age of 89 this week, and here's a couple of one-liners from him. And then I'm going to leave you with some more ELO. I saw Guardians of the Galaxy 2 this week, and it was really good. And the song I'm going to leave you with is from the movie, of course. So see you next week, Time Travelers, and goodbye to Roger Moore.
You missed Mr. Bond. Did I?
I'm now aiming precisely at your groin. Says speak over of a hold your peace.
He suggests the trade. The egg for your life.
Well, I'd heard the price of eggs was going up, but isn't that a little high?
Everyone have a good week.
See what you do. Everybody smiles at you. WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary, Lisa Nichols, and Shea Spillane with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. 855-915-WMFO. Punch that into your phone. Be a part of the show.